My cat's meowing upstairs.
UpInAngryStudios.com.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the channel. A low average game week score is causing managers to hit the transfer market. With prices changing quickly and FA Cup matches midweek, is this the right time to make early transfers? On today's video, I'm going to show you when to risk early transfers and when to wait. Premium defenders are back on form. Should I bring back the 4-3-3 formation? I'm going to integrate the Game Week 28 review and player performances as I explain my decision-making process and transfer plan for Game Week 29. 41 points Game Week 28, 15 points above the average. Solid green arrows have lifted Upper 90 Studios from 255k to 210k in the overall rank. I still have the wildcard free hit and bench boost chips to help make up the 30 points needed to reach the top 100k. My current chip strategy is to save them for the bigger double game weeks later in the season. Imagine if Son, Kane, Rashford, and Pogba all return just in time to help their teams fight for a Champions League spot. With so many players blanking this week and prices changing quickly, I was tempted to hit the wildcard button on Sunday. In the end, I decided to wait, and this is why. So last week, I wanted to use only one transfer. Dean Henderson had a blank, so I needed a goalkeeper. I brought in Nick Pope. Then about an hour before deadline, rumors started popping up that Vardy was out injured. FPL Rockstar on Twitter confirmed it with 10 minutes to go, and that was all the time I had to decide whether to keep Vardy or sell him and find a replacement. I quickly updated the Game Week 28 blog post at upper90studios.com, but there wasn't enough time to post the final decision. My final choice ended up being Calvert-Lewin, just seconds before deadline. Here are my last six transfers. Check out the timestamp on Calvert-Lewin. By the way, here's how my recent transfers then did on their first start in my team. Even though I bought Lascelles Game Week 26, I didn't play him until Game Week 28. Since bringing them in, these players have outscored their replacements around 70 points to 30. No transfer hits since Game Week 21. Returns from Pope, Lascelles, Calvert-Lewin, and Jimenez. Everyone else blanked. Danny Ings 1 point, was benched. Traore 2 points, he started, and then he dislocated his shoulder once again. Watford were the better side against Liverpool and deserved the win. Liverpool with just one shot on target. Salah tried to make things happen, but his final ball let him down, and he was my captain. Mane was even quieter. Watford defenders, they shut him down instantly and never gave him a chance to run at defenders. Calvert-Lewin, 7 points. He was awesome against United. Yes, that early goal was a gift from De Gea, but he deserved more points from that performance. Here are my notes on DCL. You can pause the video if you'd like. Since Carlo Ancelotti took charge of Everton on Boxing Day, no player has scored more league goals than Calvert-Lewin. Everton versus United, that game changed 27 minutes in when Seamus Coleman was forced off with an injury and he was replaced by Sidibe. Within minutes, Sidibe gave away possession in midfield, Bruno Fernandes took a chance from distance, and Pickford was too slow to make the save, 1-1. Sidibe was also limping at the final whistle, so that right fullback position could be a weakness for Everton. They play Chelsea next. I'm going to show you my Game Week 29 transfer plan now, so you can see exactly why I'm waiting before making transfers. So here's my current team. Players high on my watch list include Matt Doherty, Marcos Alonso, Bruno Fernandes, Sarr, and Jota. All of them delivered strong returns Game Week 28, which means managers are already bringing them in. We've just seen the low scores that a blank Game Week can produce, and there will be an even bigger blank Game Week 31. As it stands, I have around 4 players who should play blank Game Week 31. The trick is how to navigate that blank without using a chip or the wild card. Now here's the problem. If I make early transfers this week to beat the price changes, the players I sell could end up being available for that blank Game Week 31 depending on the FA Cup results. Here are the fixtures. This fixture list is available for you on the Game Week 29 blog post at upper90studios.com. See the link in the description. For example, look at March 3rd. If West Brom knock out Newcastle in the FA Cup on Tuesday, Newcastle versus Aston Villa will not be a blank Game Week 31. Lascelles and Grealish could be available for my team Game Week 31. That would now make it 6 players potentially available. Making an early transfer this week forces me to choose players to sell who could end up playing in that big blank Game Week 31. That's why I'm waiting until the FA Cup results are in, at least those that affect my players. Another idea is to sell Winston Reid. The problem is his low selling price leaves less funds in the bank for other positions. For example, if I sell Winston Reid for a premium defender, I might not be able to afford Bruno Fernandes in for Grealish. Selling the higher priced Stevens or Lascelles provides more flexibility in my transfer plans, but are they off Game Week 31? Another factor when deciding whether to make an early move is the number of transfers available. My initial plan last week was to continue to roll 2 free transfers as we push closer to the blank. Then I made a last second decision to sell Vardy using the second transfer. When you have 2 free transfers, it's still a risk, but it's easier to justify that early transfer knowing you still have another one just in case. I also considered a wildcard to get in on the early price rises. Then I changed my mind after realizing the potential mistake of selling players who could feature blank game week 31. And also, players I was considering selling on the wildcard, they have favorable fixtures this week. For example, Ings and Madison. The timing didn't feel quite right for my squad. Yours could be different, so don't worry if you're on a wildcard. You should feel excited to bring in the players you want. Trust your instinct. Now here are the top picks for Game Week 29. Matt Doherty, 12 points, goal, an assist, and 2 bonus points. Wolves are guaranteed to play Game Week 31 when others blank, and their players' popularity continues to rise. Only one defender has looked more dangerous in the opponent's box, and that's Marcos Alonso, 16 points. 2 goals and maximum bonus against Bournemouth, but he could have scored a hat trick. Keep in mind that Everton could have issues on the right side of their defense. If Coleman and Sidibe are out, it might be an opportunity for Alonso. I'm curious to see if he's going to start on Wednesday against Liverpool in the FA Cup. One negative is Chelsea are very likely to have a blank game week 31. We have to take every factor into account. Newcastle had 21 shot attempts against Burnley. I've added Matt Ritchie to my watch list. He came closest for Newcastle with 7 total shots, 4 on target. The concern is his injury record, so this might be easier to take a risk on Ritchie if you still have a wild card to make a correction if needed. With premium defenders on form, is this the time to bring back the 4-3-3 formation? Sarr and Jota were incredible game week 28. Fernandez and Richarlison, they weren't far behind. I am thinking of fixtures between now and including the blank game week 31 when creating my transfer plan. For now, I'm watching the FA Cup for confirmation on the blanks and additional clues on form, injuries, and rotation. Here are 3 possible transfer plans for my team, depending on the FA Cup results midweek. Team 1 brings back the 4-3-3 formation with 4 premium defenders. Team 2 tightens up some of the weak spots in the squad. And Team 3, it's the safer choice with Fernandez. To make up ground and push into the top 100k overall, I may have to take some risks now. Stay tuned for an update to our fixture difficulty cheat sheet. I'm working on it now. Thank you for all the likes, all your positive comments, and I wish you big green arrows game week 29. So that's going to be a wrap for today. Stay tuned for my next video. If you like my music, all my songs are free on the website. See the link in the description. Be sure to follow at Upper 90 Studios on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, where you'll get an inside scoop before YouTube. And if you're brand new to the channel, be sure to like and subscribe and turn on your post notifications, because this season is going to be incredible. Don't forget to subscribe to our email list and get your free fixture difficulty cheat sheet. Click the fantasy tab at upper90studios.com. If you're on a computer, it's at the top right of the page. If you're on the phone, it's at the bottom. Thanks for watching. See you soon.